Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Tag Republic. We took a break. Why did I say we? I took a break. I am back here with an amazing guest. Michelle, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm so good. Sometimes you need a break. It's okay.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. So, well, starting back into the podcast, listeners, if you obviously listening to this episode, clearly you can tell that I am not on my A game for questions, but this is going to get better as we go. So Michelle, what about you? Introduce yourself and you tell us, what do you do?
Sure. I'm a brand and marketing strategist and I run a marketing agency. I am an Instagram expert and I'm a photographer, but I have really kind of put my photography down, or I'm not doing that like actively a lot, but I did start out with photography and I will always have a love for photography. And I think it is such a really like such a beautiful skill to have no matter what business you're doing. And so I am a mom to 5 kids. I live in California and I'm really passionate about helping women build businesses. And so I'm excited to be here.
I am so happy that you're here. And clearly we're going to have to do another episode about motherhood, because how could you run a business and 5 kids? That seems like a whole topic for another episode. And quick fact, we met, quote unquote, met virtually years ago on Periscope.
I know. Can you believe it?
that is crazy. And I'm always so grateful for Periscope, because I believe that made me be really comfortable in front of a camera live, reading questions, dealing with trolls. What a learning, experience that was.
Yeah. And I would say one of the things I learned from Periscope is to, when there's new things, jump on and try it. And, it didn't last forever, but just like you, I mean, it was the first place that I went live, and now I could talk live any moment of the day and not feel nervous about it.
Absolutely. Me too. Threw me into the wolves. I'm okay with it. Like, I'm fine. So I want to talk to you about Instagram, more specifically about Reels. I haven't had a podcast episode about Reels, and maybe the reason why is because I myself don't like Reels, but that doesn't mean that other people like it. So I want to talk to you about it, because I saw you got a lot of success thanks to Reels. Actually, you came back into kind of like my life because I saw you on Reels. I'm like, is this Michelle from Periscope? I love this. So it seems that you have it, master this Reels situation. So let's start. Let's talk about this. First of all, when it first started, I don't even know how long ago. How long has been Reels active?
So it's been a few years, and Reels came on as a way to compete with TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And really, it was the change because people like video better. Mm-hmm. Like, they just, it's more engaging, it's more interactive, and so Instagram started adding. So Instagram added Reels, and it's completely changed Instagram, like completely changed how we use Instagram.
So I remember when they first came out, it was like the thing, like you have to do Reels, otherwise you're never going to survive Instagram. I mean, not to spoil it, but I'm still here and I don't do any reels, but I do see the potential. Is it still the thing that people should do? Is still like a priority for Instagram, or how that has adapted?
Sure. So one of the big things you have to understand about reels is it has its own algorithm.
Oh.
So there's more than one algorithm going on. And Instagram came out and said, like, there's four main ones. So you have your stories, you have your feed, you have your reels. The main difference between the reels algorithm and the feed algorithm is that reels algorithm is putting your content in front of potential followers. Mm. So it's trying to understand what kind of content you create. That's why it's important to niche down, so that it can put your reels in front of people who they think will like them. And so if you understand that, then you'll understand that reels are actually really important because they have the biggest potential and power to build our audience fast.
Got it. So because I knew we were going to have this interview, I'm like, let's see. So I did create a reel a few days ago. And it's really interesting what you're saying, because obviously people that listen to this podcast know that I absolutely love data. So I went to my, you know, my insights of that reel, and I saw that it had been shown to a lot of non-followers, way more than, you know, when I post a carousel, the majority of people that get to see it is people that follow me. Maybe 5% is like non-followers. In this reel, I'm going to actually open up here so I can actually give you what I'm looking for. Obviously, now I don't even know how to find it. But anyways, it was like 60% non-followers. It was like a huge thing. And I was like, well, I'm going to ask about this. So here you are giving me the answer.
So, I mean, but if you think about that and you understand, because I'm all about strategy, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want you to just post on Instagram and waste your time. I want to know strategy. So if you know that 60% of the people who view this are going to be non-followers, does that change what content you create and post as a reel?
Yes.
But it does, also, right?
Yes, obviously, because now I have to create a new strategy for people that know nothing about me and my brand. So that was my second question, because I've seen a lot of reels that have been really successful. And actually, shout out to Oak and Iron. I'm going to have them on the podcast too. They have just gone viral. And every single reel, they start kind of like almost introducing themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm like, huh. Well, now it's all making sense here.
Yep. So Instagram is actively, I mean, if you can niche down, right, and people understand who you are, and then if you use reels as the attraction part of your Instagram account, then it changes how you show up on reels. So I like to teach, like when I'm teaching, I like to talk about the relationship that you're having with your audience, and just to understand that the people in your audience that follow you are at different stages of a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So if someone just followed you, you don't necessarily ask them for the sell right then.
Correct.
Because they don't know you, right? And so if you understand that there are different pieces of content for different parts of the relationship, then you can build a strategy around that.
I see.
So reels are my attraction content. This is to get new eyes on me. And then I have carousel posts that are teach a ton and add a ton of value. Mm-hmm. So, because I think about how someone actually interacts with Instagram. Mm-hmm. If they see a reel from me and they don't know me, they probably come to my account, they look at my bio, and they say, oh, is this someone that I want to follow? And if it's a yes, then they'll scroll a little bit and they'll see if that content that I have in my feed is valuable and can help them right now. And if it's a yes, then they'll probably follow, right? Because
yes,
I'm helping them build a relationship with me. And then I do most of my sales in stories. I do very little, or I get people on my email list and I sell on my email list.
Uh-huh. How could we translate? Because I understand for educators, it's a little bit different. How could we translate this for example, a wedding photographer?
Sure. So I would, I think there's different ways that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if you are local and I think that you have such a superpower, being local and championing like your area, because mm-hmm. you can use geotagging. You can actually tag different vendors and do some collaborative posts together. But I would start really on like really location based. How do I share this? So maybe you're a wedding, if you're a wedding photographer in
Miami. Georgia. Oh, okay, Georgia.
I don't care. then I would be sharing, depending on how, like, depending on what your goal is, but mm-hmm. I would be sharing things about Miami, right? Like the best places for weddings in Miami or the most extreme weddings in Miami. Think a little bit bigger than your, like, cause I think a lot of us just as photographers, was a photographer, mm-hmm. you know, we just want to share just our content. And that's it, right? Just our videos. But what if we did it with a better hook? Like, like 10 things, like 10, let's say you've done 5 different venues and they're pretty extreme. Like make that into like a reel that is like 5 wedding venues in Florida you won't believe.
Oh, that will be interesting. You got me there.
Right? You want to watch that
sometime. Yeah, I want to see what's in that list now.
You could also do things like, because you can still educate and be a shareable content, right? So like tell stories of crazy things that happen, or like teach people the different things. Like what are people that are planning weddings? What are they worried about, right? Like they're worried about weather. Okay. So like what to do in Florida weather for your wedding, you know, think about what would people save, share, and watch again.
I see. And now that you mentioned all this, I'm talking back to my friends and Oak and Iron that had gone viral. It starts with like, you know, they introduce themselves and then it's like, we're not the photographer that your mom would have hired. And then they show like all their crazy photos they take. And obviously that has like 3 million views, something crazy. So, okay.
I think a little bit bigger, because I think they're a great example and I want to find them on Instagram, because if they can build a big audience, even though it's a little, maybe more national, or, you know, it's a broader, mm-hmm. it's not just Florida or whatever, they become known and it opens so many doors to them. Because now they have millions of people who have seen it, and they probably, those million people probably know people in Florida or wherever they're based, you know?
Yes.
And then it also provides a platform that they can maybe charge more and do more and travel or whatever, because they're distinguishing themselves as different, right? Mm-hmm. And they are doing those attraction content that are bigger than just like because so many photographers just stick to their one like hometown, right? Where they are. Instead of thinking bigger and using Instagram to be bigger.
I see. Now, let's talk a little bit about, because I am the person that doesn't like reels, but I think I don't like them because I'm like, I don't want to dance. I don't want to point. I don't want to do any of that. So okay. I'm sure now you just give me plenty of ideas to create all the reels. But now let's talk about the logistics of this, because now as you're telling me like all these venues and all that, I'm like, oh my God, this is such a great idea. Do I need now to go with a camera recording around Miami doing things, or can I use my own photos?
Oh,
Michelle.
So I would definitely, what I would just do is to incorporate little short video clips into your system that you have now. Okay. So when you're shooting, take some video clips. Because some of my favorite like reels, they're very short, and it's like for photographers, this is one of my favorite, the, what do they call it? Like the before compared mm-hmm. to the shot.
Okay. Those are good.
Do those. Those are like literally 4 seconds long. Add some trending audio behind it and you got yourself a great reel. It doesn't have to be as hard as we're making it. Most of my reels right now, cause I'm traveling and my kids are all home for the summer. And so most of my reels are just what is called B roll, which are just like short videos that are like 7 seconds long ish. Mm-hmm. And then I put words or thing, or I teach value over those and I use trending audio, and that's what I'm using right now. So incorporate short video clips into what you're already doing and start sharing that.
Huh. quick note, I work with a friend of mine so often. She helps me, let's say, second shooting, and she always records tons of videos. Like, my phone is filled with, like, she airdrops me, like, all these videos. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this? Well, now I have content.
Now you have content. Oh, my goodness. Everything is content.
I see. So, okay. The second thing, or the third thing, because I don't even know where we are at, is it seems in my own account, right? Like, I'm looking at my account, I get my likes, I get my comments. When I posted that reel, obviously I did get likes, but it seems like the interaction is taking a little bit longer. It seems actually that it's taking momentum now, like 4 days later. What's the secret there? How could we stay inspired if we just post a reel and maybe it sank like the Titanic? I don't know. Like, what are we supposed to do?
So reels should be not a one-time thing. Okay. So they should be a part of your marketing effort. And your goal, one of the reasons I love Instagram is that you can get feedback so quickly, mm-hmm. right? So you know if people are not commenting on your post, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that is like, oh, okay, so what do we change? What do we need to change? So I make sure that there's a hook at the beginning of the reel. So mm-hmm. a reason for people to watch. And then a call to action at the end of the reel, whether that's look at my caption for more information or comment this to get this email download, or if you have a question, put it in the comments below or something like that. Because people are watching and they're not thinking, what does Michelle want me to do next? They're not thinking about that. We actually have to be explicit and say, oh, hey, this is actually what I want you to do.
I see.
So, and then the other great thing, which I'm actually loving, is Instagram reels are lasting longer in the feed. So like you were saying, I will have reels that don't take off for like 2 weeks. So okay. Some of the reels that are getting the most views right now, I posted a month or two ago, which is insane.
Interesting.
But, so reels.
Because you don't see that with a photo on Instagram. Like, you post a photo and if you don't get good engagement within 12 hours, say goodbye.
Yeah. So unless you're posting content so I would say that with photographers, we need to stop making all of our posts about us and about how good we are at photography.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And how can this photo, or how can this carousel of photos, how can it either take people on a journey? How can it tell a story? Or how can it serve my current audience?
Good. Yes, that's something that I always hammer, like, whoever is listening to my podcast, that this is not about you, this is about them. How could you serve them? What could you do for them? So it's always good to, like, reinforce that if you post a photo and your caption is like, this was lovely.
No.
Great, but no.
Right.
Friend, this is a short podcast intermission to remind you that every month I am uploading actionable short tutorials about SEO, blogging, content creation, website reviews, and much more on my Patreon. Each tutorial has a very specific goal to help you level up an aspect of your business. You can access these tutorials at any time and as many times as you need to. In addition, each month I am also hosting a live call where you can ask any questions regarding your business or marketing strategies. This is like having a tiny coaching call with me. You can currently access over 50 tutorials for only $10 a month. Join today. I have a direct link on the notes of this episode for you to check it out. Now, back to the episode. I see. So reels are, you know, they can live longer, they can find you. And I'm assuming also, because a lot of people, even though we love video, most of us don't watch video with volume, that it is important that if you have that first hook, that is like actually maybe text over the video, right? Am I correct?
Yeah. Yep. And I would use trending audio, because that just gives you a better shot at getting seen.
So let's dissect my own reel. Let's see. Let's talk about this. So I got like 15 images. It was a cute little chapel wedding, and I obviously used the song "Going to the Chapel," and literally, that was it. There is no call to action. I think the comment is, this wedding is out of a song. And obviously I tag all the vendors, so I guess that I did well. But there is no hook, there is no call to action. How could I have done better?
Okay, so I would definitely Like, you need to tell people that you're bringing people along to the story. So even okay. if it's like, come along for this picture perfect wedding date. I mean, even that is like, oh, let's see what that's about.
That's even better than nothing. You're right.
Yeah. Or, and then I would make your, you need less time between each picture. Right now it's a little bit too long. It's 1,000, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 2. I would do 1 second.
Okay. Already. Okay. So not
a little too long.
Okay. So people are already getting bored by the second photo. They're like, okay, great. Bye.
Oh, I'm like, hurry, hurry. I want to see it faster. And even if it's like 1.5, I would just speed it up. I don't know exactly what yours is at right now. Cause
I think it was like 1 point something. Yeah. Okay. Like,
so, and then I like, is there like a surprise image that you could put on, like a fun image that they do at the end?
I think my surprise image was a kiss. That's it.
But I mean, if you added like an image that was like the groomsman being crazy, and you put that on, you say you're never like, stick around to the end, or you'll never believe what the groom
got it.
Because all right. reason, and then at the end you can say, like, where did you, depending on what you want to get out of it, but like, where did you get married? Or did your groomsmen do something crazy? Or, you know, whatever, share in the comments below. But right now, that video is just a slideshow of really great photos.
That's it. Nothing else. But nothing. Boring. That's, you can say it.
Not boring. I just want, you want to be, you got to think about what would get someone to watch to the end. And so it's our responsibility as creators and owners is to give a reason for people to watch to the end. And so if you start creating like that, then it changes things.
Well, no wonder my 5 reels that I have made are like down in the deep ocean floor.
You're doing great and you're showing up. Just give people a way, a reason.
Give people what they want, they say, right? Okay. So this might be like a little challenge for me that I might take on and see how that works. Because, I mean, I've seen it works for other people, but like, I talk myself out of it. I'm like, I'm not that fun, or, oh, I don't have anything to talk about. Even though, as you mentioned, you know, as photographers, we have a lot of knowledge that we take for granted, right? We think that everybody knows about X or Y, when in reality, if somebody is getting married, this is their first wedding, most likely. So they don't know about X or Y.
Right. Exactly.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. So talking about consistency, what's a good advice that you can give us so we can stay consistent? Because let's say that I post 2 reels. I'm going to talk about myself. And I'm like, nobody's watching this. I did what Michelle told me and it's not taking off. I quit.
Okay. Well, just like anything, I mean, I think about how many thousands and thousands of pictures I took as a photographer that were garbage.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I mean, if you think about the pictures that you took, right, at the beginning, I mean, think about it. They weren't great. Maybe yours were great. Mine weren't great.
Mine weren't. I'm being honest. They were not good.
So why do we expect anything else to be different?
True.
So if you want to get good at reels, then create a lot of reels.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Like, if you want to get better. And then one thing I would say is do some research. So go and look at people who are in your industry who are doing well and look at them. Like, is it Tony Robbins? He says success leaves clues. Mm-hmm. So go and, you don't want to copy people, but they are doing something very intentionally that is working. So those people that you were talking about, they are introducing themselves and they're showing it's a little bit of a shock value, right?
Like, yeah.
Not your mama's pictures. And then they show crazy pictures. Now that's not you, right? But how can you start incorporating those things that are working for other people into your personal brand? And then set a schedule that's realistic for you. And then don't disappoint yourself. If you say you're going to post 3 reels this week, then do it.
Do you think that we need to start with 3? Could we start with 1?
Yeah, I don't care. You get to choose. You get to choose. You're going to ease into it. But I would say that that is one of the challenges, right? As an entrepreneur, as no one is telling us, no one's holding us accountable.
Correct.
Right?
It's really easy to quit. Technically.
It's really easy. It's easy to have one bad reel. But listen, I've been doing reels since I literally, the day reels came out, I created a reel.
Mm-hmm.
So So that's going to be hard to duplicate for other people unless they put in some time, right?
Correct. Yes. Also, you know, we're so used to this. We see somebody being successful and we think that this just happened overnight, right? Huh? Like, let's say like, oh, I saw Michelle. Look at this. She's blowing up so many reels. You've been doing reels for 2-3 years now.
Yeah, I have. It's been a long time.
I see. Well, you mentioned the reels, and I also saw that on my poorly constructed reel ad, they attract, you know, new people, right? There were like a lot of new followers exposed to that. Not new followers, new audience exposed to that.
Sure.
Do you suggest or do you advise that we actually post those reels in our feed also? Because reels can also live secretly on the reel, you know, platform.
I do, and just because I don't feel like there's a reason not to, but okay. What I think to do as a photographer, because your feed matters, is to create a cover image.
Okay.
And just upload a cover image that, and you can put text on that cover image, so people like, unbelievable Florida wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Great. If I'm scrolling your feed and I see that, I'm like, oh, I want to click on that and look at it, right?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah.
Alrighty. So whoever is listening to this podcast, we all gonna do this challenge together. I just subscribe you to this challenge, and we're gonna make this work. Because I have to be honest, like I see reels working really well for educators, right? Like you, for sure. People that are teaching things. And other than my friends, Oak and Iron, again, shout out to them. I haven't seen amazing successful reels in the wedding industry. Yes, of course I've seen that one or two that go viral, but I haven't seen like a strategy, you know, implemented, right? Somebody that got lucky, that got a good audio or like a really beautiful wedding, and that was it. But not really like thought in, I mean, again, I'm only seeing on Instagram, like I'm not seeing their behind the scenes, but like when I see their feeds, there's just like one or two reels. That's it. There is not like a lot of them. So yeah. I'm assuming it was like a lucky strike.
So that does it. So I think I coach a lot of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are services like photographers. Some of them are product based. Some of them are coaching. Anyway, every single one of them will say to me, this industry is harder than another industry.
Mm-hmm. I don't want a bunch of crybabies.
No, I get it. Like, cause I've been in all the industries and I completely have felt that. And so there are some superpowers that photographers have that other people don't have. And there's some hard things that photographers have in that industry that other people don't have. So let's focus on the superpowers. You guys have great images. You guys know how to create a beautiful shot. So how can you use that and actually create strategy? If I were doing it and I were posting 4 reels, let's say, I would probably do some editing before and afters because those mm-hmm. are awesome. That's an easy reel, not hard.
People love a transformation.
People love a transformation. I would do 1 or 2 that are location specific. So whether that's like 5 best wedding venues in Florida. And they would just be stuff you already have done, right? And show your images.
Correct. Yes.
Tag,
love it.
Tag your people. Okay. So do 1 or 2 of those. I would do a behind the scenes versus this shot.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that. And all of those I put to trending audio. And then you have 4 videos. That is a strategy that I could get behind because with the local ones, you are going to have hashtags. I would use keywords in your caption that talk about, I know you're in Florida. What city are you in?
Miami.
So Miami. So in my caption, I would use as many Miami, Florida keywords as I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it sounds good.
Yeah. Correct. Something that sounds readable. We're not going to like keyword stuffing this.
Yep. And then I would add captions and hashtags, and I would put a location on my reel, and suddenly you just turned yourself into, you're using those superpowers of being local based and you have beautiful images.
I will add all the vendors too. So that way maybe they repost me. So now I'm like tapping into their audience.
Exactly.
Ha. Well, I'm on to something here, thanks to you. So maybe what we can do is, whoever's listening to this and finds this super valuable and wants to start doing this reel strategy, is they can tag you once they post the reel. So what is your ad so they can tag you on this?
I am Michelle Gifford. Find me on Instagram. I'll help you with all the things.
Absolutely. I'll make sure that we have notes to all of this. I mean, you have given us really actionable steps, which is what I love. I love less fluff, more actionable. So you literally gave us homework. So what about if somebody wants to dive further into this and they want to, you know, hire you as a coach, or what do you have to tell us all the good things, Michelle?
Sure. I have a lot of courses you can take that you just take by yourself. I have a Grow the Gram, which is 8-week Michelle guided intensive, where it's very small group. And we walk through building an Instagram strategy for you in your business. So at the end of the 8 weeks, you will have your own Instagram strategy. I'm loving doing that. We will be launching that in August. And again, that's very small group, so only limited people can join that. But and then I have a marketing agency where if you're ready to have your website built or your brand built, we can do that for you, or we can do your content for you.
So tons of things that you can do for people. I'm going to make sure to put a link to all of those. Quick website where they can find you.
If I am MichelleGifford.com. So if you type in wherever you're at, TikTok, Facebook, website, Pinterest, I am Michelle Gifford, will get you to where you need to go.
Absolutely. Michelle, it was a pleasure having you today. Thank you so much for sharing all this information. One last question that I love to ask all my guests. What are you currently loving?
I'm loving summertime. I get to visit, I live in California, but I grew up on a ranch in Utah. And so I get to take my kids up here, up to Utah for a month. We just had a cattle drive, and two of my boys are on the rest of the cattle drive today. So I love being, having a business that I can take anywhere. And in the summer I get to fill it a little bit more because we can come be here, and my kids can have a completely different experience than we have in California, and learn and do hard work and do all the things.
Oh, I love that. Michelle, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure to reconnect with you after so many years, to see how successful you have become. And thank you so much for all the tips, because I'm not kidding anybody, I'm going to do it. Keep me accountable, people.
I can't wait to see it. I'm cheering you on. You are wonderful.
Thank you so much. And for all of you that listen to this episode, thank you for doing so. And I'll catch you next week with another amazing guest. Until then, bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoy today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for The Tog Republic Group on Facebook. Until next week.